All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. She is not anxiety riddled. I am. Don't buy another car. You're going to go broke. Diana gets a new car and her car goes to Madison. No, I'm not giving her that car. That's like a $40,000 car, you fuck. I love that line. New car and a new cat. Nick says, I go through it line by line to see where they added that $1,000 back into the price. Becky says, being an adult is dumb. Jeremy, worst case scenario, you pick up an extra shift at Bosco's. Blue Saint Rob says, if Jackie listens to the show, the perfect comeback would be, why don't you sell that hot tub you don't use? Shut up. So the cat is wandering around again yesterday. Actually, I got back. I pulled in the driveway, and Diana's petting the cat, and the cat's meowing like crazy. She sets a cat down. Cat comes up to me, starts meowing. I'm like, oh, God. I text a neighbor, go, hey, the cat's out. She says, I actually let it out. I left the door open so he can wander. He's fine. I go, okay. But this was after I got him some food. So he had the food, yet another nail in the coffin. He will be ours. Blue State Rob says, dealer prep fee plus tax is how they add it back. Yeah, I know, I know. I know the guy, though. We're pals, okay? I'm trusting him. Megan says, you'll be fine. You know what? You're right. And you know what's going to help me be fine is talking about this now. I heard from Bleeding Heart Brian, and he had an insightful comment for me about yesterday's podcast when I was talking about being a newbie to the gay and transgender world. Madison being gay and dating a man, a transgender man. Born a lady, born a girl, now a man. By the way, if you ever have any questions about this, when I'm talking about that, by all means, if I can't answer it, she will. Or he will. She being Madison. Brian writes, your discussion yesterday about Ash and Madison was very interesting and a great listen. Thank you. I feel like segments like that would do well when clipped and trending hashtags are used on TikTok. I know you're busy with everything else, and it would be another facet of the show to tend to, just a thought. First of all, before I get to the rest of his text, yeah, that's entirely possible, but I think TikTok is extremely short form, right? And when I talk, it's usually long form, so I'm curious about how that would work, or maybe I'm getting that wrong. Who knows? I have a different thought. I'm thinking something different. Brian continues, just a thought. I really enjoyed that segment. It was very organic and just flowed well. I think it would be interesting to hear directly from Ash about his experience and struggles transitioning. Maybe a pre-recorded interview similar to what you did with Madison when she announced her gayness. Jeremy says you can have 10-minute videos on TikTok. I think I could do an entire series of podcasts just about like what I talked about. Newbie dad, gay daughter with transgender man boyfriend. little wordy for the title. What could we title the podcast? Dad New to Gayness Podcast. I'm not good at coming up with the names. You guys are the brain trust behind that. If I did a podcast, and those are the parameters. Well, me, gay daughter, dating transgender dude. And Becky says gay talk with EZ. Well, who are these gays, Tyler says. I think the title, because the idea is someone who doesn't know me, but if they see the title is concise and descriptive enough that it will lure people. So catchiness doesn't matter. Well, I guess it kind of does, as long as it conveys what it is. Free dad hugs with EZ. Maybe, but people have to read into that. Not everybody knows what that means. Blue State Rob's suggestion is the title of the podcast would be Newly Gay Dad. Or maybe these are several different titles. Newly Gay Dad. Well, that makes it sound like I'm gay. Dad New to Gayness. Or Catholic Dad Learns Daughter Likes Clam. I don't know about that last one. Catholic Dad Learns Daughter Likes Clam. That's like hard for me to even process. Rebecca says, since Ash is now a man, wouldn't that make Madison bisexual? Well, I think what she's told me is she is a pansexual. Kenny says, those that don't know will know. Yeah, but I want the title to lure people, to be able to actually get a lot of people listening to it. I think more people would listen to it than this show. I like Becky's the most as of right now. Dad Learning to Ally. Hey, welcome to Dad Learning to Ally. As the title suggests, I was a dad with heterosexual kids until I wasn't. Let's start the show. I don't know if the title From Balls to Box is going to work from It's Me, Not You, 1969. Blue State Rob says the last one is a joke about Catholic Dad Learns Daughter Likes Clam. Yeah, I think everybody got that it's a joke. I thought it was a good joke. Bob writes, if you don't think it's a joke, if you think it's serious, go finger your own butthole. Gay date with Eric and mate. Bob's suggestion was LGBTQEZ. Yes, but it's not descriptive enough. I mean, no one, again, people don't know who, I want you to pretend that the people who'd see this don't know who I am. That's why I like the Dad Learning to Ally podcast, if this happens. Which this is probably just more fun for me to talk about here than I'll actually do. This is the type of podcast where I couldn't just turn on the goddamn mic and wing it. I would actually, all right, welcome to the Dad Learning to Ally podcast. Today, we're going to talk about, and then we actually have a topic to talk about. Now, right away, that alone, based on what I know, creating a topic ahead of time is daunting, because that means you're like producing. You're running out ground balls. You're getting guests. You're coming up with the talking points, what you want to hit on, things like that. Kenny is informing me that he has posted a new clip for me to review. Let's see. Now, I understand, Kenny, that the clips initially weren't getting published. Are they getting published now? I think they actually are getting published. I don't know what I did differently, but I think that the clips are getting published now. You'll hear a hum. Oh, no, he says you have to manually do each one. All right, I'll manually do it. But this is a clip that I want to share from the other day. I'm going to go with all people in wheelchairs are assholes of the day. So if you or someone you know or love is in a wheelchair, you tell them that I said they're an asshole. That's fantastic. How about this? I like Becky's the most as of right now. Dad Learning to Ally. Hey, welcome to Dad Learning to Ally. As the title suggests, I was a dad with heterosexual kids until I wasn't. Let's start the Wait, is that what you clipped? Well, who gives a shit? That's not. I'm not saying anything horrible there. I thought that that was what we do when we clip shit. It's usually some type of horrible out of context thing. You can't be posting things that aren't horrible. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to see an ass shot. I need dick. Yeah, whatever. Give me dick. Like that. Give me dick. I love pull. I mean, I would love to have a pull in either hand. There you go. That is another Eric Saint Show podcast out of context moment. And then I'd go to a German community and say, guess what? Sieg Heil. Nice. I need a little girl. I've got the boys covered. I'm rich in boys. I love boys. I need a little girl. That's what I'm shooting for on those. Piano Finger Banger says the audio is all wonky. Yeah, it's a work in progress. And it looked good on my end. Chris says, sounds like AM radio, LOL. Yeah, with what I have right now, it isn't the clip that sounds staticky. It's the equipment that it's running through. I just learned I cannot play audio from the computer yet. I'll get to the bottom of that as the days progress. I almost said as the gays progress. Okay. Let's see. I talked about the tech update. I talked about the kid at the feral child at Meijer. I talked about the car. Believe it or not, I only have one or two more things to talk about. This is one of those days, I swear to God, where I have to get by on instinct, where it's basically open the microphone and do your thing, because I'm limited from a technology standpoint, but I still got my brain in my mouth and my microphone. Matt says you can hire a producer for $70,000 a year. She would have to be more. I heard from Amy, who sent, that's a reference to our pal Freebeer. Amy writes this on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzancho.com. And I want you to do this. I want you to send me these tips when you hear them. This will be good for the next time we do Who Are These Freebeers? Amy writes, easy. I listened to FBHW for about 5 minutes yesterday at around 7:15 a.m. Freebeer was talking about some basketball interview. At the beginning of that interview, Freebeer said into the microphone, he throws out the word Gucci. Apparently, he was referring to the guy, and he said, he's so Gucci. God, that guy's Gucci. Amy writes, that word is what middle schoolers say in place of cool. It is not meant for 50-year-old men, 51, having a midlife crisis to use. He sounded like such a tool. I turned it off. I had had enough. Have a good one. I hope to listen to the podcast today as long as work doesn't get in the way. Signed, Amy. And then she signs it underneath that crazy runner girl. Like, I wouldn't know who she is. Come on now. That sounds about right. Freebear using the term Gucci. What the fuck? What an asshole. Maze and Blue says, was girl date ever announced? No. And I found out why. Ross said that was going to be announced last Thursday. Poor Maitland was sick. So who knows what they're going to do now? But as indicated, that's supposed to happen. And I can't wait for that. Chris says, Greg always sounds like a tool, so no change. Tis true. All right. I hope I don't blow your ears out here. Hold on. How do I do this? How does that sound? Does that sound okay? I gotta go potty. I'm not done yet. I gotta go potty, Kenny. I just want to make sure that this isn't blowing your ears out. Does it sound shitty like that audio I played of my own clips? Cow fade. Before I continue, I would like to talk about some sponsors. Keep your old pal easy. Having a fresh stack of cheddar to pay out for cars. Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. The absolute best. I want you to call him and say, EZ told me to call you about getting my furnace inspected or my AC inspected, or if yours is damaged or broken, not working correctly, whatever. That's who you call. 616-516-8579. In particular, if there's ever an after-hours service call, which, I mean, that's $125 just to get in there, you can do that too. They're available 24/7, 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Online at aeheatingcooling.net. All right? Thank you to Joe. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says, buy now, refinance later. No matter where you are in the U.S., while Joe Martinez is specific to West Michigan, Mario is not. So no matter where you are, that's who I want you to call when you're inquiring about a mortgage. Getting pre-approved for a mortgage, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. 6505. The IT portion of the show is taken care of by Blue Frost IT. Find them online at bluefrostit.com, 616-200-8550. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right. We've had some dramatics here in the household, and they've been intensifying as the days go on. Pooh Bear and I are going up north after tomorrow's podcast. There won't be a fresh podcast until the following Monday, just so you know. There will be material for you to download, but it won't be fresh until Monday. But the NFK knows that we're going up, my wife's brother-in-law, Kevin. Now, he noticed that his phone wasn't working. Now, he doesn't have like a high-end phone or anything like that. He's got a fucking track phone. He wanted to have a phone by his side in case something bad ever happened. So that's perfect for it. You pay $30 for the phone. And then you can either order minutes or use a card or whatever you want. It's so versatile. One thing is for sure. This is only for people who need a pile of shit phone. An absolute piece of garbage. He had one. All of a sudden, and I had set it up to take money out every month so that he would have the ability to access the phone if he needed to. Suddenly it doesn't do it. It hasn't taken money out in forever. So I'm like, what the fuck happened? How could this possibly be? So with his old phone, tried to get it going, doesn't work. So we gave up. And when we were interacting with PJ, the feral child, yesterday, we were at Meijer getting another fucking track phone. So, all right, give me the track phone. And give me, you take the card and it's a prepaid card. This is very important because for the past week, each day we're getting a reminder. Hey, can you set me up with a phone? Can you fix my phone? And he kept asking about it. So he would ask me politely, but then with his sister, he was much more impatient. And as the days wore on, he was getting more and more frustrated. This is what I'm talking about. You know how I told you about the obsessive compulsiveness? You have to be very careful in this scenario to anything. I talked about anxiety earlier. This goes hand in hand with that. And for him, it's like where I told you I have the ability to handle it and process it, he does not. So he's getting more and more ticked off as the days go on. So yesterday we buy it. And I sat it on the counter in the kitchen, and we said to him, just to alleviate the anxiety, hey, got your phone? And we're going to set it up first thing tomorrow. Actually, I just told him that we got the phone. And then I was going to start to mess with it last night, but I wanted to go to bed. So I brought it up here to take care of today, which I did. But the whole business of taking the phone and removing it from the kitchen where he saw it last, up to here, he was livid. And he's stomping around. Where'd that phone go? Where'd that phone go? Where'd that phone go? And Diana's down there, and she's like, Eric is setting it up. And he doesn't snap out of the bad mood right away. Even though she said, upstairs, Eric is setting it up while he does the radio show, which I was. It doesn't pull him out of the funk. All he knows is tomorrow we're leaving, and he doesn't have a fucking phone that works. So crazy. So that's why I was late, in addition to setting up this shit so it does what it obviously won't do yet. I was like, yeah, this is important. I got to get this fucking done so that he can start to throttle down, you know? You know anybody like this? My God. Megan says, NFK has anxiety shit fuck. You know, you're fucking great. That's a great way to describe it. Anxiety shit fuck. Megan says, I think I'd like to be on the NFK texting list. Okay. That's funny that comes up, because that's where the next part of the story goes. So I get the thing running and I go downstairs. Kenny says, yeah, who does he talk to on that phone anyway? No one. He just has to have it in the event that he falls while he's alone. Chris says, have him join the Discord. No. Blue State Rob says he calls 911. Megan says, I'm a good helper. I like dogs. I can work a microwave. Mason Blue says you should get him a life alert. Yeah, it's true. I go downstairs. I go, hey, got your phone here. So I've set it up where there's no lock on it. You just activate it and press the phone icon, and then the contacts are all there. Eric, Diana, Jackie, Justin, Jim, Madison, Mimi. Those are all the people that he actually knows. And then there's one on there that says Etta, E-T-T-A. Loretta, the neighbor. Or is it Loretta or Henrietta? I don't know. I just call her Etta. And she's got like the Megan gene too, and she's next door. So he opens up, he sees the contacts. And he goes, who's that? What's that? What is that? And he starts flapping. It's been so long since he flapped. Who's that? I don't, what's that? What's that? Who the fuck is that? Etta. I go, I'll explain it. Right now, I'm just showing you how to use it, but I'll get to that. All you do is you open it and then press the phone icon, and then you press who you want to call. Now, when you or I wants to call someone on the phone, we go like that. Just tap. He goes, he like presses it, okay? And I'm like, okay, so you don't want to hold the button down. You just want to touch it. And he's getting more and more pissed by the second. So I probably should have waited about a day before I did this. But he had to know that it works, or else his head's going to fucking explode like the guy in Scanners. My phone rings. It's him. I go, there you go. That's it. You're done.
Okay.
Still pissed. Now, 4 years ago, which it was July 31, 4 years that he's lived here. 4 years ago, Eric would have said, what the fuck is your problem? Okay? Now I don't do that. He's not hurting anybody by pouting. He'll work it out eventually. I'm not going to let my fragile ego get in the way. I'm just going to let him fucking work it out himself, and that's the end of it. Because if I say, hey, everything okay? Even if I do that, he's going to have a goddamn temper tantrum. So you just got to let it go. It's fine. If he has anything, he'll ask me. Right now, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Get the phone working. Make a phone call. He's mastered that. It's done. Okay, see ya. 5 minutes later, I'm at the coffee machine. I hear, hey, Eric. What's up, big guy? Can you put my number in as a contact? Because in case anybody asks me, I want to give them my number. Now, the interesting thing about that is no one is going to ask him. And I go, yeah, absolutely. I will put you as a contact. And he goes, yeah, you know, I mean, I want to know my own number. I go, yeah, of course. Who doesn't? I go, so Chris says he's online dating. I go, you know, when you call someone, your number shows up. And that blew his mind. He's like, I could see the gears fucking spinning in his head. I'm like, oh, God. I think I just killed him. But I go, yeah, absolutely. Come on. So I put it in there. And he goes, put it in as me. I go, I already did it. I just put it in as Kevin. He goes, oh, okay. Put the phone down. Now we're done. There is nothing more that can be done. Honestly, the phone, for that phone, it's $15 a month. No data. Call, text. He goes, can I text people? I go, absolutely. Yeah, you just text away. I don't know how he'd do that because his hands are kind of fucking wonky. But, oh my God. I haven't seen him that pissed off in a while. You know, honestly, if I wasn't so, that's not a bad deal. A $34 phone, which is a pile of shit, if I promise myself I won't drop it, $15 a month to call and text unlimited, and the only time I would use internet is when I'm here on the Wi-Fi. Why am I paying so much for this? I don't understand why I'm doing this to myself. That is less expensive than a flip phone. Flip phones, because you know how people are like downsizing? They're decluttering their lives. That should be the first step. Get a text and call only phone. Nick has the quote, hey, Eric, can you make it so I can watch your show? Oh, I would lie to him. I would say, yeah, it's only available on Commodore 64 computers. You have to have a Commodore 64 computer in order to watch the show. And it's impossible. You can't do it. Maureen says you can get a phone like that when you buy the new car. Yeah, shut up. Chris D sent along some fun things to go over. You know what? The audio might be wonky. I don't want to do that. I don't have that figured out yet. I'll have to save those for Patreon. There's a great fight between Cubs fans and White Sox fans. And some guy who might have the tism came up with an Indianapolis Colts fight song, which has to be enjoyed. It has to be. That is, if I can figure out how this shit works. I have a very basic setup here. It's very rudimentary. Rudimentary? I think the word is rudimentary. No one says rudimentary. Or no one says rudimentary. Tyler says, I hope it's better than the shithead fight song the Lions have. Lions have a great fight song. Fuck you. Forward down the field. I'll cut you, bitch. Knock that shit off right now. Hold on a second. Oh, I can't show you. Never mind. Sorry. I'm going like five directions today. Tyler says, it's awful. You're wrong. No, it's not. Forward down the field. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You can stick it. I love that. There's a guy who sings it at the Lions game. Like, he's actually on the mic singing it, and they put him on the big screen. Beautiful. Okay. Hello to Frank Fuss. My Policy Shop Insurance. I am very bullish about Frank. Now, right now, if you are in a household that does not have health insurance, there is, well, I can actually get you, make sure that you have a life insurance policy, not life, health insurance policy today. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and just listen to me. First of all, you might be like, well, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg. No, it does not. Years ago, the Affordable Care Act passed. That was the one where John McCain thumbs down and Trump was all pissed off. Trump doesn't like the Affordable Care Act. I do. It's set up so that you can afford your health care. When you see the $1,400 a month premium for a family policy, you, your wife, two kids, you're like, I can't afford that. The government goes, yeah, we know. We're going to pay most of the premium. All you have to pay is like $300. Now, I might be wrong on the number. It might be lower. It might be higher. It's not my job to figure that out. Frank Fuss will. Frank Fuss works for you for free. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and make an appointment. He's just going to ask you a bunch of shit like your name, who you are, where you heard of him from, me. Phone number, address, stuff like that. He'll book an appointment with you via over the phone, maybe Zoom, maybe at the coffee shop, at your house. You pick his office, you pick. And then literally he's going to ask you some questions. Okay, I can get you in this policy for X amount of dollars a month. Sound good? Yep. All right, you're covered. That's how he does it. He is a licensed, insured, independent insurance agent. I think I said that wrong. A licensed independent insurance agent / broker is how it's supposed to sound. Buyinsurancehere.com and get your health insurance. Finally today, Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. Buy your tickets for racing this weekend. Such a good time. We only have a few weeks left. I will be there for the finale, but I want you to go there sometime between this weekend and then. BerlinRaceway.com online. Tickets are $14. Parking is free. 15 and under free. Bring a cooler with everything you need in terms of snacks and soft drinks. No booze. No glass. BerlinRaceway.com. Now, Kenny says, a new out-of-context clip published. Yeah, I don't want to do it. If I do it, that will be during the Patreon. I got to check the sound because it occurred to me that your comments indicated that it sounds bad. I'm doing something wrong. It's time for the asshole of the day. And your asshole of the day, not my hair today. Have you guys noticed how spectacular my hair looks today? It's because of the guys and girls the folks at King's Room Barbershop. Kenny can't help himself. He said, he's telling me now what the clip is. You can't, like, make the clip and then spoil it. It's okay. We'll do it later. You see, now you blew it. Bob makes a great suggestion for asshole of the day. That feral dirt kid, PJ, his aunt is the asshole of the day. She obviously molests him. All right? So there you go. That's going to do it. A little short today, I know. But I started super late, and I'm packed. I'm packed like my butthole. And so I'm in still kind of like learning curve mode with this new gear, so I apologize if any of it was fucked up. But typically with me, it takes a few days of figuring before I even get it right. So Tyler says, asshole of the day, the dick who wrote the Lions fight song in the 1950s. Shut up. Okay, folks, till next time, I'll talk to you. If you're not on Patreon, sign up for 7 days free. I would love you to check it out. Honestly, if you're ever like, man, I love the free content, I wish I could help EZ in some way, shape, or form. In addition to always supporting my sponsors, if you want to join me on Patreon, do it. You help keep the show viable and active, and you know, I'm buying cars for my kids. It's a great way to support the show financially. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, and bye-bye.